Eurocopter feels the need for speed. A Nazi raider lands in the UK, and Boeing sees demand for 35,000 new aircraft. This is Aero News for Wednesday, June 12, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. The Eurocopter X3 hybrid helicopter has opened the frontiers of aviation by attaining a speed milestone of 255 knots in level flight on June 7th. Several days before this accomplishment, the X3 reached a speed of 263 knots during a descent. With these two successes, the X3 surpasses the unofficial speed record for a helicopter. Eurocopter achieved the historic 255-knot speed milestone with the X3 flying at an altitude of around 10,000 feet during a 40-minute test flight over southern France. It marks the latest in a growing list of achievements for the X3, which is Eurocopter's technology demonstrator for an advanced, cost-effective vertical takeoff and landing transportation system that offers the speed of a turboprop-powered aircraft and the full flight capabilities of a helicopter. The X3 was developed in a rapid-paced Eurocopter program that utilized one of the company's Dauphin helicopters as the airframe and utilizes a pair of RTM-322 turboshaft engines to power a 5-blade main rotor system with 2 propellers installed on short-span fixed wings. With these latest flight milestones, the X3 demonstrator has accumulated a combined total of more than 140 hours aloft since making its maiden takeoff in September of 2010. The Royal Air Force Museum announced Tuesday that it has successfully lifted a German Dornier DO-17 bomber from an area of the ocean bottom known as Goodwin Sands off the coast of England. According to the museum, it is the only example of the airplane known to have survived the war in any condition. The aircraft will be transported aboard a support barge directly to Ramsgate Harbor, where it will be dismantled for travel to the museum's conservation center at Cosford, UK. Once there, FoxNews.com reports the preservation process involves a months-long or even years-long lemon juice shower, an odd solution devised by the Imperial College's Department of Material Science that strips away the channel's chemicals and prevents exposure to oxygen. By washing away the chloride with citric acid, the surface is effectively protected and a barrier to further corrosion is created. The recovery and conservation of the Dornier, together with next year's exciting new exhibition, The Great War in the Air, are the first steps in transforming the Royal Air Force Museum as part of the national and international program marking the centenary of the Royal Air Force in 2018. Boeing projects a demand for more than 35,000 new airplanes over the next 20 years, valued at $4.8 trillion. The company has released its annual current market outlook in Paris, forecasting the world fleet to double over the next 2 decades. Both passenger traffic and cargo traffic are expected to grow 5% annually. The single-aisle market, served by Boeing's next-generation 737 and the future 737 MAX, is the main driver of the forecast and continues to show strength thanks to the growth of low-cost carriers and airlines from emerging markets. Wide-bodies, such as Boeing's 747-8, the 777, and the 787 Dreamliner, also make up a large part of the forecast. 8,590 new airplanes will be needed in this segment, fueled in part by airlines replacing their older fleets with new, more fuel-efficient airplanes. After returning from Operation Enduring Freedom in Afghanistan April 13th, a 77th Fighter Squadron weapons officer has more than just a homecoming to celebrate. Captain Hugh Walker was welcomed home with 2 prestigious awards, the Lieutenant Colonel Anthony C. Shine Award and the Robbie Reisner Award. The Lieutenant Colonel Anthony C. Shine Award, awarded by the Chief of Staff of the Air Force, focuses attention on and accords recognition to an outstanding fighter pilot for proficiency and professionalism in flying a fighter aircraft, making him the number one fighter pilot in the Air Force. The Robbie Reisner Award was created in September 1976 and is awarded to the Air Force weapons officer who makes the biggest combat impact in the first year after graduating from the weapons instructor course at Nellis Air Force Base, Nevada. It is said among the flying community that the Reisner Award in combat aviation is like the Heisman Trophy in college football. Of the two awards, Walker said, quote, "These awards are a huge honor, but I was just doing what I thought was my job, nothing more. 12 to 16-hour days, 6 days a week, with two wars in 2 years, is just how it is for fighter pilots." End quote. When Aero News continues, to expand or not to expand in Orlando. It could be a moving competition, and this Hadfield is the real McCoy.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Wednesday, June 12th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Negotiations between authorities at Orlando International Airport and some of the airport's major airline tenants have reportedly broken down after nearly a year of discussions about expansion at the Central Florida facility. The major sticking point seems to be how much rent and fees should be charged to the airlines, cost that would likely wind up being tacked on to the price of a ticket. In an enterprise report, the Orlando Sentinel indicates that airport executives are seeking to boost the rents and fees charged to the airlines who use the airport, a major tourist destination in the state of Florida. The tenant airlines are, not surprisingly, reluctant to absorb such increases. While charges are normally reached mutually between airports and airlines, an increasing number of airports, including facilities in Boston, Massachusetts, Phoenix, Arizona, and Oakland, California, have arbitrarily set fees on carriers when agreements could not be reached. The Sentinel reports that the airlines are staunchly opposed to a proposed $2.1 billion expansion of the airport, which would include a second terminal, parking garage, a train depot, and other things. In fact, a memo sent by the airlines to the airport board chairman and signed by the 14 busiest carriers that use the airport, said that none of them have any desire to operate out of the proposed South Terminal. Well, a hearing has been scheduled for June 13th, and while the airport authorities have tabled additional discussions about the South Terminal for a year, they say they've already spent $470 million on the new parking garage, train depot, and a people mover that will serve the new terminal. Planes powered by body heat, luggage floating on a bed of air, and even aircraft running on cow power, that's methane gas. These are just some of the revolutionary ideas developed by students from universities across the world that could one day feature on the aircraft of the future. These aviation concepts have been created for Fly Your Ideas, a global competition run by Airbus and supported by UNESCO, designed to inspire new talent and ensure a sustainable future for the industry. The global aircraft manufacturer challenged students to develop radical, eco-efficient ideas for aviation, with five finalist teams selected by Airbus from a global pool of creative engineering and design talent. Each team will now travel to Airbus headquarters in Toulouse to compete for the $39,000 prize and present their future-gazing ideas to a panel of judges. Canadian astronaut and music video star Chris Hadfield used a news conference on Monday to announce that he is making good on a 30-year-old promise to his wife. He's retiring from the space race and moving back to, oh, Canada. Hadfield recently returned to Earth after a 5-month stint that included time as the first Canadian commander of the International Space Station. It was his third journey into space. Previously, he was the only Canadian to visit the Russian space station Mir in 1995 and the first Canadian to perform a spacewalk when he installed Canada Arm 2 onto the ISS in 2001. While commanding the ISS, he also made history by recording the first music video in space, a rendition of David Bowie's Space Oddity. Parliamentary Secretary Chris Alexander said of Hadfield, quote, "Chris Hadfield has inspired all Canadians, especially our next generation of scientists and engineers. His exceptional career achievements make him a true Canadian hero and icon. Yes, folks, Chris Hadfield, a.k.a. Major Tom, is the real McCoy. His retirement is effective July 3rd. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks, as always, for listening. You're now cleared for departure.